now, and my pain had helped so dramatically. And there was a great study of my colleague, Dr. Jared Younger. It was featured in 2014 Journal of Rheumatology, which why this is not the standard of care for fibromyalgia patients, I do not know. He found that patients who had an elevated SED rate, which is a marker of acute inflammation, they had the most improvement in their pain scores.
Wow. Okay. So fibromyalgia people, if you have an elevated SED rate, go to your doctor and have another conversation, because fibromyalgia is so debilitating.
So SED rate and CRP. And I have a great colleague, Dr. Ginevra Liptan, who has, I'm plugging her. She's got the Frida Center for Fibromyalgia. She's out in Portland, Oregon area.
Okay.
And she does a lot of work with LDN, but she doesn't just use LDN. It is always in concert with other things. And a lot of fibromyalgia patients are on opiates. And that's really difficult because she knows how to actually dose with both, which is fantastic, because the only reason that you can't take LDN is if you are already on a long-acting opioid, and then certain actual agents like transplant medications, like if you've had an organ transplant, that can be a problem. And then we are using it now with other immunomodulatory agents. So I do want to say one thing. With my work with traumatic brain injury, we know that LDN helps at that level of microglia, which help in the brain. So when microglia are turned on, these are the macrophages of the brain. They eat up inflammation, they eat up badness, right? So when these microglia are chronically activated, if you have an injured open blood-brain barrier, you can't turn them off, and you have a very high risk of neurodegeneration. LDN helps to reset those microglia. So it is profound. So we're using, in general, probably 80 to 90% of my patients who come in are candidates for low-dose naltrexone. And it's a conversation, right? A lot of patients are like, no, I don't want to take that. I basically give them my writing, our guides on it, and I let them read about it. Now, I want one last asterisk. I have found that patients tend to flare if they have active yeast overgrowth, Lyme disease, or another underlying problem that needs to be addressed first. It is not the fact that they're reacting necessarily to the LDN. For me, it's actually a really cool thing. If a patient will have a very strong reaction, I say, okay, I started this too fast. Let me really make sure I do this gut work first and see what's going on. And so if a person has a really strong reaction, then I like to say, okay, is there something that was unearthed by the LDN? I don't necessarily believe that it was the LDN driving it.